You're listening to Michigan Radio. A young, pregnant environmental activist is serving a 2-year sentence in a Michigan prison. But Sawatu Salama Ra says she acted in self-defense when she pulled a gun on a neighbor last summer. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick tells us her story and what it could tell us about cases where Black gun owners claim self-defense.
Sawatu Salama Ra was born into what her mother, Rhonda Anderson, calls Detroit's African-centered activist culture community.
Sawatu's name means born during war to bring in peace, sent by God.
Anderson is a prominent activist in that community, and as she grew up, Ra became one too. She became passionate about environmental justice, fighting for people burdened by the toxic contaminants and other environmental burdens that haunt poor industrial cities like Detroit. As Ra blossomed into a young activist in her own right, Anderson says her work took her far beyond the city.
She's been to Turkey, she's been to Paris, she's been to Senegal.
But Anderson is a strong believer that the many stresses of life in Detroit create other kinds of toxic situations. And one arose last July in front of her home on the city's west side.
This incident really was a result of an altercation that two children had had.
That's Victoria Burton Harris. She's Ra's attorney. The two children are Ra's teenage niece and the daughter of a neighbor. They were friends, but they had a fight at school. The two girls made up, but tensions lingered between their families. That's important because of what happened next. On July 16th, the neighbor girl showed up at Anderson's house. Ra was there. She told the girl to leave. Burton Harris says the girl called her mother, crying, to come back and pick her up.
And she was irate when she pulled up.
From there, the stories diverge. Here's the neighbor's story. Ra approached her car, angry, and told her to leave. She says Ra got a gun and pointed it at her and her daughter. The neighbor says she accidentally hit Ra's car as she tried to pull away, but she stopped to snap cell phone pictures of Ra holding her gun. That's one version of events. Ra tells a different story. She says the neighbor returned in a rage and started using her car as a weapon. She rammed Ra's parked car with Ra's 2-year-old daughter inside. Her mom, Rhonda Anderson, came into the street to intervene. This is Ra speaking in a video supporters recently made about her case.
So she's literally going back and forth with this car, putting it in reverse and fixing herself to come at us again. My mother, who was also standing very close to me, wasn't able to run.
Ra says that's when she pulled her gun out. It was unloaded and licensed. She pointed it at the neighbor and her daughter in their car.
I was afraid. And I told her, you have to leave now.
That question of fear, of what fear looks like, when it's justified, and who decides that, is at the heart of this case. It's also at the heart of Michigan self-defense law. Stephen Doolin is with the Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners and an adjunct professor at Cooley Law School. Doolin says pulling a gun is always considered deadly force. The person using deadly force has no duty to retreat from a threatening situation. But
deadly force is appropriate self-defense only when preventing death, great bodily harm, or rape, imminent death, great bodily harm, or rape.
It's a two-pronged legal test. There must be an actual imminent threat, and your use of deadly force must be reasonable.
So you have to actually believe it, and basically the jury has to agree that your fear was reasonable under the circumstances.
Ra didn't have to take her case to a jury. Her first lawyer encouraged her to take a plea deal. But Ra didn't want that. Again, her trial attorney, Victoria Burton Harris.
Sawatu rejected that advice and said, I would rather fight this. I am not who they are painting me as. I acted in self-defense. I'd like to present my case to a jury.
All the jury had to go on were these dueling stories and the 3 cell phone pictures the neighbor took of Ra pointing her gun. Burton Harris, as the prosecutor, made a big deal out of those pictures. He said Ra didn't look scared in them. Burton Harris questions that perception.
Fear looks different on some people versus others. And that was a part of what the jury had to analyze and determine.
The jury apparently agreed with the prosecution. It found Ra guilty of felonious assault against the neighbor. Jurors also found Ra guilty on an added felony firearms charge. And that's a mandatory 2-year sentence under Michigan law. Ra thinks the jury saw her as angry rather than scared. And she thinks that's at least partly because of her race.
The way the world views what Black fear looks like, if I was somebody else, maybe, just maybe, they would have identified with when I said, I was afraid.
Steve Doolin of Cooley Law School says it's hard to know for sure whether black defendants who invoke self-defense are convicted more often than white defendants in similar cases.
I honestly don't think we have enough data on that. I think it's a legitimate concern, and I think more data needs to be gathered.
But Ra's mom, Rhonda Anderson, is also convinced that stereotypes, particularly ideas of black women as innately angry, helped convict her daughter.
I know she was innocent, that she was doing exactly as she said. She was protecting me, herself, and her daughter from a person that was enraged.
Ra now sits in prison, 7 months pregnant. She had serious complications with her first pregnancy, and her current one is considered high risk. Ra's legal team plans to appeal her conviction, but first they're trying to secure an appeals bond. That would allow Ra to go free while the case is on appeal and not have to deliver her baby behind bars. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.